You know that we love our on-demand listeners here at Lutheran Public Radio. Now, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. in 2008, please consider making a year-end gift to help support this worldwide outreach. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can contribute by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and mail it to LPR Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. LPR Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us as we approach the end of 2008.
If I punch you, you're going to turn the other cheek.
20 years ago, I would have knocked you back. But now I would create an environment where you would cease to feel hostility.
The elites of California have decided that we're going to have same-sex marriage, and what the people want can be damned.
You are asked now, perhaps by your creator, not on a question of gay or straight. You are asked now to stand on a question of love. Let the tiny ember of love meet its own fate.
All you need is love.
Since President-elect Obama said that his main thing was change, then it's time for him to have a change of heart for the little babies in America who are being aborted and they're dying.
Well, we knew it was going to happen sooner or later, and it did happen. You might have seen this in today's paper, the news section, A section, televised suicide prompts outrage, and it takes a lot to prompt outrage over what is televised in Great Britain, but a man's suicide on television for people to see. Is this a life not worth living? Is this an apt end for such a thing? Wesley Smith joins us here for the first 10 minutes of this hour of Issues Etc. to talk about this televised suicide in Great Britain. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. You can join us for the next hour of the program, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talkback at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address this Wednesday afternoon, the 10th of December. A little bit later, Nathan Jastrom will join us. He's professor and chairman of the Department of Theology at Concordia University in Wisconsin. We're going to be talking with him about the image of God. What does it mean to be created in the image of God? Do all men still bear it? What was lost in the fall? And how is the image of God restored in Jesus Christ? What does it mean when I think the book of Colossians says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God? How does that relate to the image of God in which man is created? We'll answer those questions a little later here on Issues Etc. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Wesley Smith is an attorney for the International Task Force on Euthanasia and Assisted Suicide, senior fellow for the Discovery Institute, author of several books, including Forced Exit, Euthanasia, Assisted Suicide, and The New Duty to Die. Wesley, welcome back.
Todd, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Does it shock you at all to read that it's finally a suicide on television in Great Britain?
No, why would it shock me? We had Jack Kevorkian go to 60 Minutes when he lethally injected Thomas Yoke. And Mike Wallace, who's a pro-euthanasia activist, played the video of the killing of Thomas Yoke and kept saying, is he dead yet? Is he dead yet? The United Kingdom is behind America on this issue.
What was apparently the rationale for the broadcast, be the ones you just mentioned or the one most lately from Great Britain, of person's suicide?
Yeah, well, the rationale is, oh, this is an important public policy issue, and we want to be able to demonstrate what it's about and so forth. But what it really is voyeurism, sensationalism, and an attempt to do two things, get television ratings and to soften the culture against any kind of moral values that might involve what some would consider moralism. What we see, in my view, is what I call a coup de culture. There is an attempt to dismantle the Judeo-Christian value system, moral ethics, that hold that the life of human beings is of central importance and replace it with a more utilitarian and hedonistic, by which I mean non-judgmental as to behavior, value system that will be of the Peter Singer model. And as we've discussed before, Peter Singer, the Princeton bioethicist, his values are triumphing. And we will also see, I believe, a radical environmentalism in which human beings will be forced or will willingly be so humbled that we will sacrifice our own welfare and our own prosperity, particularly of poor people, in order to, quote, save the planet. So what we see is a change of value systems and that we are in the mid-process of. It doesn't have to end that way, but unless, it seems to me, people decide to really look at what's happening and say, you know, I don't want to go in this direction, that is where we will head.
One of the things that I noted in the news coverage, at least here locally, this comes from the Associated Press about the televised suicide in Great Britain, is that, you know, if people see this, they'll see that it's no big deal. They'll see that it's a natural end to life, and they'll be able to face their fears about this kind of death. What's your reaction there, Wesley?
Well, I think that that is the plan. The idea is to show and to make people believe it's no big deal that somebody is actually dying in front of their eyes. And because their head is not being blown off by a bullet, that somehow it is, it's not an important and frankly reprehensible event. Of course, that is the desensitization that is part of the pornography of culture today, by which I don't mean sexual, but I mean that we are being desensitized across a broad range of issues to not be able to judge. I call it terminal non-judgmentalism. And so what you also see, and what is really the silent evil here, is that other people with Lou Gehrig's disease, this is a patient who had Lou Gehrig's, we'll see that people are basically applauding the suicide of one of somebody like them. You know, I was a hospice volunteer, and my last patient had Lou Gehrig's disease. And I can tell you that when stories like this ran, it devastated him because he basically said, you know, people are saying in their support of suicides of people with Lou Gehrig's that we don't have lives worth living and worth protecting. And so you have a whole class of people and their families who are being told that the best way to handle these difficult circumstances is suicide. And the potential devastation is silent because these media companies that play this on television and the advocates who push this as so-called compassion don't see, and I frankly don't think care, about that aspect of this issue. This sends a message that if you are dependent, that if you have difficulties, you're best off dead, because that's death with dignity. Living to the end of your life, fighting to live, being cared for properly over a long period of time is somehow undignified. It's a very dangerous message.
The other contrast that's set up here, Wesley, is the contrast between someone being able to die kind of on their own terms comfortably, as opposed to what the story in the AP calls enduring a long, drawn-out, and painful demise.
Well, exactly. You see the language that is used? And you'll often see stories like this say, well, people with Lou Gehrig's disease will die choking on their own spit. I've had repeated debates on television and radio in which that was asserted by assisted suicide advocates. It's not true. And in fact, with proper care, people with ALS die peacefully in their sleep, as my hospice patient eventually did. He died peacefully in his sleep. I interviewed Dame Cecily Saunders, who is the creator of the modern hospice movement, about this very issue. And she was adamant that people with Lou Gehrig's disease, called motor neuron disease over in the UK, should not be given assisted suicide, that with proper care they don't have to suffer. And what astonishes me is that in the UK, where hospice was developed, they never go to these hospice leaders and say, what do you think of this? It's almost like we're throwing hospice over the edge, and it's just the sensationalism. We don't want to endure. This is death with dignity. Get it over with quick. You know, what good is life if you've got a severe disability? And believe me, people with disabilities, the disability rights community, really hears these attitudes, because what is being said here is that if you have a disabling condition, you're better off dead. And that is the message being received. And it is an insidious message. It is a message that denies human equality. It is a message that denies equal moral worth. And if we're not careful, it is going to be a message that once if we get nationalized health care, for example, the resource issue will come in, because what could be a cheaper, quote, medical treatment than assisted suicide? It costs about $100 to kill somebody. It might cost $100,000 or $200,000 to keep them from wanting to be from being killed. It is really an abandonment of true compassion, which means to suffer with, and it is an abandonment of people to their worst fears and their worst worries. An abandonment of families, saying, you know, why would you want to maintain people in this condition when you can be done with it quickly?
And those who say, look, this really is about personal choice, your response?
What we have is a society in which we have to have ordered liberty in public policies. If it is just about personal choice, then anybody who wants to commit suicide should be able to go to a euthanasia clinic and be done with it. But if we're going to have suicide prevention, which we do for people, like if they want to kill themselves over the death of a family member or the collapse of a business, or if they are despairing for some other reason, then we should provide suicide prevention for everyone. And I would point out that Montana, a judge just created a constitutional right in that state to what she called death with dignity, which is the first time ever I've ever heard of an advocacy slogan becoming a constitutional principle. And if we're going to all have the right to death with dignity and the right to decide the time, manner, and place of our own death, then you certainly shouldn't, nor could you, limit that kind of a right, a fundamental right, she said, to people who are dying or people with serious medical conditions. And in fact, if you take a look over at the Netherlands and Switzerland, which are further down the road than we are and the UK is on this issue, you see that people who are depressed are being assisted in suicide. It's called rational suicide. The Swiss Supreme Court created a constitutional right to assisted suicide for the mentally ill. And by the way, this televised assisted suicide took place in Switzerland. They have what's called suicide tourism there, which is their equivalent of our Jack of Orkian in the 1990s.
About 10 seconds here, Wesley.
Where people are flying from the UK to Switzerland to be killed by lay assisted suicide groups. They even had a young man who'd been disabled in a rugby accident brought over there by his parents to have suicide. And that's what we are becoming.
Folks, we're going to post a link to Wesley Smith's blog and the story on the televised suicide in Great Britain under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Wesley Smith is a senior fellow for the Discovery Institute. Wesley, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Nathan Jastrom about the image of God.
Painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please.
Celebrate with gifts that illuminate the message of the holiday season from Concordia Publishing House. Click cph.org to shop a wide selection of books, home decor, and seasonal gifts, and find the perfect present for everyone on your list. And throughout December, purchase a children's Christmas book online or in our bookstore, and Concordia will donate a Christmas book to a local children's charity. Gifts with a message and a meaning. From Concordia Publishing House, believe in the wonder.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois, is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues, etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming the most recent members of the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Excelsior Springs, Missouri, the Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Cupertino, California, Christ Our King Community Lutheran, Costa Mesa, California, Christ Our Savior, Freeburg, Illinois, and Peace Lutheran, Neenah, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in its mission or advertising budget on our website, issuesetc.org.
Christian apologist Gretchen Passantino on the importance of Issues, etc.
This is the best that Christian radio gets. And I know that anyone who listens to this show will get sound biblical doctrine and, most importantly, a complete focus on the cross and on Christ. I've done so many radio shows over 35 years, literally thousands of them, and I know of no other program that puts the cross and the gospel right at the focus of everything.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, Issues, etc.